All right, let's go. Sat 97. We Chris Brown has just entered the studio.
Yes, yes, yes.
First of all, I thank you for coming here for your first radio interview.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I love y'all.
I feel there's no way to start this without it being awkward because yeah. I feel awkward. I feel like I would have never expected to have this kind of interview with you.
No, I know.
And over the past 8 months, I've had so many emotions about it and feelings about it. I was so angry at you when I first found out and disappointed. And then there's been times where I felt like people were really mean.
Yeah.
Not in the benefit of anybody, towards you and Rihanna. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then there was times like as an artist that I felt like we've missed you. Like when Michael Jackson passed and you know what I mean? So, yeah. So I just, how should we feel? Like, how should we feel about you? Should we like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Should we not be mad at you? Why shouldn't we be? Like, how do you feel that we should feel?
I think honestly with me, like, it's not really a thing of like how you should feel. I just feel like you should be human, because at the end of the day, I'm human. So, I mean, of course, you're going to have your opinions and your thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. So if you feel that way, and if people feel a certain way, I'm not going to say that they're wrong for feeling however they feel, because their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not right to judge somebody when people make mistakes all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm learning from them as we go. And I regret every moment of every second of it. So it's just like,
could you have imagined? Because I almost in denial when I heard, like, I really was. I was like, what? It probably wasn't. They probably were pushing. They're young. They probably got, they're emotional, probably got into an argument. And, you know, then the pictures came out and all the stuff started coming. I never would have imagined that this would happen. Like, I never imagined this, you to have.
Yeah,
you?
Not at all. I mean, I've been up here countless times, and it's always like, we always joke and I always have fun. Me as that person, it never occurred to me of that being able to occur or something going on like that. I mean, I guess when you're upset and certain things, I mean, you know, it's always problems in relationships, and it's how we handle it and the choices we make that shapes them and makes them better. But like I said before, I'm human, so it's like I can't expect people to have me be perfect. Although sometimes as an artist and as entertainers, we are looked at as perfectionists, and
especially you were like clean cut,
clean, yeah,
Wrigley commercial role model for the kids, and then, you know, so that everybody was just like in shock.
Yeah, I mean, and that was one of the most embarrassing things for me too, is just because of my image and who I was as a young role model to a lot of kids, and how people looked up to me, even parents and stuff like that. It was kind of hard for me because I let a lot of people down, and I felt that it was like turning my back on a lot of my fans and turning my back on a lot of people, even the people I love. You know what I'm saying? Like letting a lot of people down in the midst of everything.
And what about your father? Like, where is he? Is he around even?
No, my pops was around. It's actually like my mom and my father separated when I was like 7, but I always, my mom and dad joint custody, so I would go with my father
and
go
forth
with my mom.
I mean, the reason I even ask, even bring up your father is because I just feel, you know, I just feel like at some point somebody in raising a young man is supposed to tell them that you're not supposed to hit a girl ever.
Yeah.
You are not to, no matter what, like, were you told that?
Yeah.
Did anybody tell you that?
Of course.
Right.
Just went bad.
How's your father feel about what happened?
I mean, my dad is like, he was disappointed in me. I mean, of course. But at the end of the day, he wanted to make sure, he stuck by my side and made sure I learned from my mistake. My real father, like, and I know people, like, I don't mention him a lot, but he's definitely in my life.
I remember, like, when we first, like, our first interview, so you're 16 years old, yeah, and Running is popping off.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest concerns, because I always liked you, you know that.
Yeah.
I always felt, one of my biggest concerns for you was that, how would you deal with all this fame and be so young? And I would always tell you, like, don't change. Please don't change, because you had such a great spirit.
Yeah.
And then, so that was like my big fear for you.
Yeah.
So then you take that, and then this thing happens.
Yeah.
And so the fame is like upside down, right?
I mean, yeah, it's like, it's kind of like, one moment everybody loves you, then at the next they turn their back. I mean, and that's like I said, that's understandable because of the circumstances or whatever. But then at,
like,
at the
you're
end
not
of,
saying like you fully take. I mean, do you fully realize
the situation?
How people and how bad that.
I totally realize, and I know because like me being a kid who grew up with domestic violence and certain things in my household when I was growing up, I mean, that's something that I never want to put anybody through or let anybody have that reminiscent feeling of. That's not who I am at all. So I feel like with a lot of stuff is having the feelings. Like a lot of people, I wouldn't say they blew it out of proportion, but people didn't act like we were human. Like, and I'm not justifying the situation by any means, just that a lot of people looked at it like, okay, it was this, it was that, and like they don't have any, that they don't make mistakes.
Listen, all we have, right, because this is one of the things that always, I mean, you could say is like, we weren't there.
Yeah.
Now, we saw the police report, we saw the picture, the worst part of it was the picture, to see her face like
that. Definitely.
You know, it was disturbing. Like, I mean, I'm sure for you, you had to feel something.
Of course.
When you see
it was awful.
So that's what we know of what happened. Is that the whole story? Is that what happened?
Like I said, I know y'all seen me on Larry King and everything with the bow tie. And
Chris, by the way, has a bow tie on today. We'll talk about that later in the interview.
Yeah, I had to wear a bow tie today. But I know everybody wanted to know, and everybody's still trying to know what it was. And like, out of respect for me and my privacy and like her, definitely, I don't like really talk about it, and I don't want to go into it. But I just feel like a lot of, whether it's with reports or whether it's what media has said and stuff, has been I wouldn't say altered, but definitely a lot of extra stuff has been added and falsified into a lot of stuff. But I'm not justifying what went down, because
you
I still realize
what you did.
Yeah, I still realize, and it's not okay in any way, shape, or form.
Right. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, Chris Brown is here. Text us 75759. We're gonna talk some more in a second. It's 997.